Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
And now,
back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Back with you, Hail Varsity Radio. We're presented by Currency, Elijah Herbal, Connor Clark, Brady Oatman joins us, Chris Schmidt. We're here at Millard South. JV Baseball gets going here in about 5 minutes. Southwest and West Side set to do some arm wrestling here. Should be all right. Brady, good to see you, man. Holiday weekend. We were asking Dolman what he's throwing on the grill, and he just said, yeah, I'm a steak guy. Are you drafting steak, and are you thumbs up or down on ice cream cake, or are you like Elijah and you just hate all good things?
Well, I'm, to be honest with you, if I'm cooking it up, I'll probably just stick to like a good, well-done burger. I like some ribs, but I don't have the full-throated confidence in my apartment right now to cook some ribs without bringing the fire truck with me. And I like ice cream cake, but I'll be honest, I'm a cheesecake guy. So you give me a side of slice of cheesecake, and that'll do me just fine.
Okay, here's the real question though: with burgers, are you the thick pub style, or are you like a thin smash burger guy? What's your style with the burgers?
Be very careful.
I like the more the thinner smash style. If you want a big burger, build it out, not up. Make me work like less difficult to eat the whole thing, you know, and you can still put all your fixings on top, spread it around just nice so you make sure you get all the flavors in each bite. That's the way I'd go with
it. And if you want more meat, just add more patties.
Exactly. I feel like we've figured it out, guys.
Well, and I'm going to go a step further and say if you got a flat top grill, that's the way to do your smash burgers. And I have not added that to the backyard patio. I've got the smoker and I've got the grill, but I don't have the flat top. You do brats and burgers on the flat top, I mean, that is undefeated. My grill's fine, but it's better for the pub burgers. We'll get to football, I promise, and recruiting, but just saying. I mean, you need a five-star flat top to do the smash burger right.
No, you're right. I just don't have the equipment right now, but I tell you what, it sounds really good right now.
It does. Also sounding good, Danny Kalen off to the Elite 11. That was pretty impressive for the Omaha product.
Yeah, I don't know if I really saw it coming, but it's really weird because, and I think, you know, Coach Huffman talked with you guys about it, earlier this week. I can't remember. Time gets away from me. Mm-hmm. But, like, his recruitment has just been weird. You know, when he was younger, he was really getting eyes from everywhere, and then about a year ago or so, things just kind of slowed down and the trajectory just wasn't ascending, you know, the way that you kind of thought it would. For whatever reason, things just kind of stalled out, and he got good offers, don't get me wrong, like Miami, North Carolina, you know, obviously Missouri. You got people looking around just kind of wondering, you know, where, how all of this was going to fit together. And then but he always liked Nebraska, you know, comes at it at a time where Nebraska hasn't been great successful, but he makes the decision, makes the commitment, goes for it. And then, you know, it's really cool to see him, a homegrown Nebraskan. I know Zane Flores was also mentioned in it last year, but it's always just really cool to see a native Nebraskan represent at a time where recruiting in-state in Nebraska is as good as it's ever been.
Brady Oltmans is with us here. It's Hail Varsity Radio. And Brady, whenever you look at Daniel Kalen, we talked with Michael Huffman about this, but I'll get your take on it. How do you think he fits into this Husker offense? Or do you think this is a case of how is the Husker offense going to change itself to fit Daniel Kalen should he emerge as the number one guy? Which side of that coin are you on?
I think it's a little bit of both, to be honest with you, because with this coaching staff and what they look for in recruiting and what they look for in terms of building the offense still, is a lot of dynamic playmakers. I mean, and they talk about the importance of having a tight end and moving around. Those tight ends are asked to run block, you know, block defensive linemen, but still outmaneuver linebackers and be smart enough to fit in gaps in the defense. You've got speedy backs, receivers. You've got a push in offensive line. just the way that they mold things seems like they could adapt to what he does. But also, to his credit, he's done a lot of, you know, adapting himself. It's no secret anymore. The dual threat quarterback is a pretty hot commodity around. You know, if you can run, that's going to vault you up the standings a heck of a lot more. And Danny's done a whole lot the last 6 months, 8 months to improve his explosiveness and mobility. And I think you give him another year now, especially like watching Nebraska and working on it still another year at high school. Not to say he's going to walk in, you know, freshman year and be the crown, the starter the moment he walks in, but it's going to give him a lot of time to mold and adapt himself. And then the offense can kind of, you know, polish out the ends to kind of get around to fit what he does well.
Brady Altman's with us, HailVarsity.com and Magazine. Brady, we'll get to your work on the yearbook, your feature, and your interview with Matt Rhule, you and Aaron Sorensen, in a moment. Wanted to get your take here. How are things shaping up for the first weekend of June for Nebraska and their recruiting showcase?
Well, it's a really interesting group right now. You know, it's their big priority weekend is later. I think that's the weekend of the 23rd after camps and everything. But they've still got a pretty good slate of guys coming in. Peyton Morgan from Pflugerville, Texas, is the highest star rated. He's kind of a long shot because I know Texas Tech is in on him big, but he liked Nebraska. He had been around before, and he likes the vibe of the place. Caleb Pyfrom from Central is good. Good in-state guy. And then you've got Mario Buford, you know, from DeSoto, younger brother Marquise Buford. Nebraska stayed on him with the last staff and really wanted him, and he's ascended himself to four-star defensive back, so he's really rising. And then you've got, you know, guys like Carlon Jones from Bay City, the defensive lineman from Texas, Ja'Cory Barney from Miami. He's kind of a rising prospect that Nebraska really likes and have made inroads with. The names themselves don't jump out as much as I think, you know, your star-studded late June weekend will. But I think Nebraska can make a lot of inroads and potentially even get a commitment out of that first weekend of June.
Brady, what does this summer need to be for Nebraska recruiting-wise? By the time August rolls around and fall camp is here and the season gets going, what does this class need to look like? And how close to being finalized does it need to be?
That's a good question because it's still – I don't know. This Matt Rhule coaching staff has such a huge, you know, they cast a wide net. I mean, it's a deep through their full-time coaching staff and then administrative staff. You got so many people who are there. Like, again, Phil Simpson, he was a great coach in Miami-Dade area, I guess Homestead, Florida, rather. And now he's an analyst. You know, they've got guys everywhere that can recruit. So they're still trying to, like, map out and see what they want to do. For me, it's – this is the time still where they can, they're on the tail end of a lot of their momentum. I mean, the new hire, they're getting guys in, they're still, you know, we're going to a lot of goodwill, I guess I should say. So they can get some commitments in. And then, you know, once the season starts, they're going to need some wins. Let's be honest, because it's one thing to want to go to the NFL, but it's another thing to look at going to a program that still hasn't made a bowl game in 6 years. You know what I mean? So, I think the Rhule coaching staff has done what they can now without having any actual games to make inroads with recruits. They need to continue that momentum now into June and summer and say, look, this is, you know, we're doing the sweat work now to make it pay off in the fall. And then let's all be honest here, fellas, in the fall, they're going to have to get some wins and get mm-hmm. some wins early in order to really drive home everything that they've said up to this point.
Brady, let's talk a little bit here. The Hail Varsity Yearbook comes out in June, a great preview for 2023. Deadline to get that as part of your subscription, HailVarsity.com/offer, June 31st, the digital, the print. You and Aaron had a chance to catch up with Coach Rhule, and also you spent a lot of time on that Texas connection.
Yeah, Aaron and I sat down with Coach Rhule for – it ended up going over half an hour, but just kind of sat down in his office, did a Q&A. We realized in our yearbook we had never done a Q&A with the head coach before. So we thought that this was the right time, and the only really request that he made concerning the yearbook is he's not on the cover, which is fair out of him, and also he's already been on the cover twice since his time. So you know, we'll do him that one favor. But it was really interesting. We talk a little bit about football, but a lot about his philosophy, a lot about kind of how his views on football and views on what he wants Nebraska to be, you know, team and then culture wise beyond. We get into a lot of that. And then, yeah, I'm really happy with how my feature turned out. Kind of look at tight ends coach Bob Wager, wide receivers coach Garrett McGuire. They're both from Texas, as are multiple people on Matt Rhule's staff, both on the full-time staff and administrative staff. And they come from very different sides of the coin. You know, Garrett McGuire comes from basically one of the most prestigious Texas high school football coaching families, who is now the head coach at Texas Tech. And then Bob Wager gets inspired by reading Friday Night Lights, and then trades in everything he has for a motorcycle and drives from Springfield College in Massachusetts to Texas Coaching School in Houston. So it's in his ascent up the coaching ranks and everything that he's dealt with. So it's a really unique look, but it also kind of sheds a light into what's driving both of them and how proud they are to be at Nebraska since then.
Brady, I saw a quote earlier this week from Joey McGuire, Garrett's father, as you mentioned him being part of your feature, where he said, essentially, you know what, Garrett, put him on a whiteboard drawing up schemes. He's gonna out-scheme you. He's gonna outsmart you there. And then if you want to outwork him, good luck. He's a hard worker, and you're gonna struggle to beat him there too. Is that what we've seen from Garrett McGuire during his time at Nebraska thus far?
Oh yeah, I mean, you see him. He puts that whistle on. He pulls the hat down and goes into practice, and he gets after guys. You really kind of see it. It's one thing that he told me about, even the recruiting stops and things that he does and sees old friends at Texas. If he sees a drill, or if he sees a play, or if he sees something that he likes, he's going to make note of it and keep it and write it down and think like, okay, maybe we could do this, or maybe we could put a spin on this. He's a constant learner, and he's pretty open about that. He's happy to check his ego. He knew he wasn't that great of a football player, but he walked on it at Baylor and just studied it. You know, he took it as a big coaching opportunity, even, you know, surprising his dad and some of his attacking coaching in that way. So it was really fascinating to kind of get to really see what drives him and see his viewpoint. And then, you know, now I can put that together with what I've seen from him on the practice field. And it really makes a whole lot of sense.
Brady Altman's with us, HailVarsity.com and magazine at Brady Altman's, where you follow him on Twitter. Brady, what's happening with you? What's coming up on HailVarsity.com?
Oh man, we're still plugging away at a lot of the yearbook stuff, putting the final touches on that. Got some just quick turnaround things. I mean, we've got Nebraska track and field still going on at the regionals this weekend. And with Nebraska football and track kind of having their budding relationship once more, that's definitely something to watch as they go on. And then a fun tag for the Texas Ties: it's Texas 7-on-7 state qualifying weekend. Ooh. Again this weekend. So I'll be glued to my iPad a lot of the time, fellas.
Well, that'll be good. We'll bump into you this weekend again, Brady. Awesome stuff as always. Thanks for giving us a few minutes today.
For sure, guys. Anytime.
All right, man. Good stuff from Brady Altman. So get that yearbook with Hail Varsity, HailVarsity.com/offer. Quick timeout. Beeson Sports Network's Daddy Burke. We're going to bother him on the 18th hole next.